Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited because we are in the month of Iyar in Exodus chapter 16. We have been staying here for a while because God is teaching us so much about His supernatural provision. And so if you've been tested in provision for this month, there is a reason, because God wants you to know how much of a giver He is. There is something called the covenant of provision. It's a covenant that God established with His people where He said, I will give you everything that you need. And part of the frustration of the covenant of provision is that we want to work really hard. We want to manipulate. We want to control. We want to do what we can to gain provision, to gain protection, to gain acceptance. This is part of the fall of man, but it was made very, very evident in the Israelites. Why? Because when they left Egypt, they were sent on a path where they had to rely on God. But prior to that, they were slaves. They were told exactly what to do, where to go. They had to work really hard for Pharaoh. They had to work to gain in every way. And one of the things God wanted to show them about heaven, show them about who He is, show them about the rest that is theirs through faith, is that God would provide all things. And so this month, God is working on supernatural provision in every way. If you felt tested and you're like, oh my gosh, if I just do a little bit more, if I just work harder in this way, if I just miss Shabbat, if I just do these kinds of things, then maybe I'll get what it is that I need. Now listen, it is true that we are called to work. We're called to be excellent in everything. God has given us gifts that we need to pour out. So I'm not advocating that we do not work and that we be lazy. Not at all. However, what God was trying to show them in the book of Exodus is how much of a giver He is and how much He loved them and how much He cared for them. And so this is made evident through the fact that when God said, listen, I'm going to send manna from heaven and I have certain amounts I want you to pick, right? Each day, don't get too much, don't get too little, get just enough for your family. On the sixth day, I want to make sure that you choose twice as much, get enough for yourself for the sixth day and enough for the seventh day, because I don't want you to work on the seventh day. So there was a Sabbath rest that God was instituting. God was saying, listen, I've given you gifts. I do want you to work. Work is good. However, I don't want you to work to gain. I want you to understand that you can trust me, that I'm going to make provision for you. I'm not here for you to kill yourself. I brought you to a place where you have to rely on me. Now listen, that was frustrating because some people, they were afraid. They were afraid when God said, listen, go out and select a certain amount and then don't get too much, because those that got too much, it turned to worms. And so God was trying to teach them a component that was that they could depend on God, and that the power of their own hands, the ability that God had given them, was not for them to boast in their wealth or to become powerful in their wealth, but it was to reveal that God had established a covenant with them. And that's what I want to read to you. Deuteronomy chapter 8, there's the understanding of why God took them through the wilderness. And the wilderness means a time of subduing. It's a time of testing. But it's also a time where God teaches us. So God was teaching them something about Himself. They didn't really know who this God was that delivered them, okay? And so this is what they needed to learn. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the word says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto thy fathers as it is today. Now, God says, I'm trying to establish my covenant with you people. He says, I want you to understand that I've called you, anointed, and appointed you. You are set apart people. You are a royal priesthood unto me. And so in that, I'm going to open up a portal from heaven where supernatural provision is going to come forth, because I, God, am going to provide for my people. This is part of the covenant relationship. And so we have to understand there is a provision. There is a covenant of provision that God establishes with His people. Now, for some of you, this is going to be a word of rest to you. God is establishing a covenant of provision for you. He's been mobilizing his people. You may have received some really creative ideas from heaven as what are some new projects that God is leading you to? What is some supernatural wealth strategies that are coming to you? When is some other ways you can use your giftings and your personality and the different talents that God has given you to advance the kingdom of God, to reveal who God is in the earth today? See, our God is a good God, and there's always heavenly revelations that are coming that reveal to us the new things that God is going to do. And so I just see new social media ideas, new social media businesses. I see new artwork. I see in the spirit new books being written. I see in the spirit that there's new business opportunities coming. A lot of creative wealth strategies are being released from heaven during this time. God is mobilizing his people. But in that mobilization, there is a covenant that he establishes with us, and this covenant is a covenant where he gives us the power to get wealth or to create wealth that he might establish his covenant, which he swore to our fathers. Okay. Now, what does this mean? God wants to establish his covenant with us. That's incredibly important because this means that we can rely on God to give us everything that we need. We can stop working until we're so tired, so run down, so burned out. But God wants to speak to us every day, and he wants to minister to us. He wants us to minister to him. He wants there to be a covenant relationship that he establishes. And that's what he wanted with the Israelites. He said, you're my people. I'm trying to establish a relationship with you. You don't know me. I know you, but you don't know me. And so when God takes us in the wilderness, it's a place of subduing. He's subduing our need for provision, protection, and acceptance. He's subduing some of this strategy that we create ourselves that burns us out, that weakens our souls and our flesh. Patterns of worry and anxiety and fear and sickness and things of this sort. God is subduing that in the wilderness, and he's launching us into understanding his covenant of provision and how much he loves us, and how there is a supernatural portal that opens above us when we believe in faith. In Hebrews chapter 4, he talks about they did not enter his rest because of unbelief. And who's the they? It's the Israelites. So we have to believe that through the covenant relationship that we have, because Jesus established that through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, we are in a perfect relationship with the Father, in a covenant established by him and for us, so that he will indeed release to us what it is we need in certain times, in certain seasons. You got to know when your season is up in certain things. You got to know when your season is starting in certain things. And this is a season of start right now. God has ended some things before Passover, and now he's starting new things, and he's mobilizing. And as he's giving you wealth strategy, he is helping you establish that all this is under a covenant between you and him, how he created you, the personality that he gave you, your DNA, the different levels of intelligence that you have, the different functions that you have physically that are going to enable you to have an ability to create wealth that will establish the covenant relationship that he has with you. The things he's written in the scrolls of destiny. The covenant is what is written in the word. The scrolls of destiny have written things about you. This month, God is mobilizing you to step into that place, but you must maintain your attitude of rest. You must maintain being in that place of holiness and righteousness and rest with God. That's the covenant. There is a covenant of provision for you to rest in the midst of all the things that you're being faced with. Now, the wilderness is a testing time. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, they were being tested to prove what? That God loved them, that he had an established covenant that he wanted to make with them, and that he would provide them for everything that they needed. Now, listen, this is where your capacity for faith must increase. And I'm going to pray for you right now that your faith capacity will increase to be able to sustain the wealth strategies that God is going to give you. Because see, once he gives you the idea, you're going to want to run out the gate and do it all yourself. No, God is cultivating relationship with you. He wants more and more being in this relationship so that you and him can step out into the plan, purpose, the fulfillment of the destiny that God has for you. Listen, destiny is a journey, and he is the destiny giver, but he is also the destiny. So look at it this way. God is going to bless you beyond measure this month. And in this wilderness time of testing, he's subduing you because he's teaching you. That word in the wilderness is midbar or dabar. It's broken down. It means to subdue and it means to teach. So he is teaching you. He is appointing you for this time because he doesn't want you to get burned out. He wants you to run the race with him complete, whole, and full, but it's all done in faith. You've got to believe these things about God. Get in Exodus chapter 16, 17, 18. Start reading that book of Exodus because that's a time and season that you're in. And as you read that, read Deuteronomy chapter 8, you're strengthening yourself in what is the purpose for right now, okay? This month of ER, this is the purpose. It is getting his people ready to walk in the covenant relationship that we're going to experience on Sivan 6, which is going to happen in the middle of June when he calls the people to the mountain and he tells them who he is. So this is part of that process. Don't you want to know who God is more and more in your life? Because that's where true joy comes from. All right, let me pray for you right now for your faith capacity to increase. Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the increase coming in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, we thank you right now that as the tests come for wealth strategies, we thank you that you're releasing them, but we're going to hand them over to you in faith, Father, knowing we don't have to kill ourselves to make this happen. You're going to make it happen because you're giving what's necessary to establish the covenant that you have with us as your people. And Jesus, through his shed blood on the cross, through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, established this access for us that we would be in a perfect relationship with you. And this was a part of what you established with the Israelites. It's part of what you established with your New Testament people as well. Through Jesus, it is a for sure thing in the here and now. God, you will bring us everything that we need. So we just receive from heaven right now through that supernatural portal of provision. We receive creative wealth strategies. We receive the establishment of the covenant relationship. We praise you and we thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua. What you have done and what you're going to do. Father, continue to bring it forth and continue to hold us in that place, talking to us to increase our faith. Say, child, increase your faith and believe in me, God the giver. That's the word for you. Increase your faith and believe in God the giver. Increase your faith and believe in God the giver. Hallelujah. Share this with a friend today. Someone needs to hear that. Wealth strategies are coming, but they're not for you to bust out. They're for you to increase your faith. There is a covenant of provision for you. All right. So now join me on Tuesday, June 18th for my Maximize Your Prophetic Potential class, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. I want to get to know you. And I want you to get to know me. It's part of my Glory Road community. There's a discount code so you can join me every month. SA1, put that in when you sign up. There's a rotating banner on my website at CandaceSmithman.com. I want to see you there. And if you have not gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, grab a hold of that now because that's going to help you walk through the book of Exodus. All the way through the entire year, I share with you what is happening in the spiritual realms every day. There's a prophetic revelation just for you. Go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com, pick up a copy, go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, go to Books A Million. It's there and it's waiting for you. All right, be blessed. God is establishing his covenant provision in your life. This is time to rejoice. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week.